Good evening. This is Mystic Medium Animal Communicator, Deborah Herman, and you are listening to Soul Odyssey Radio. And we have been on a two-week hiatus, and we're back live tonight for a live call-in show. I tell you, it's live, so you can call in at 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And you can ask any questions regarding yourselves or regarding the topic at hand. And tonight our topic is connecting to the other side, which is a favorite topic of mine. And it's even become more interesting to me because I had a wonderful trip. I was in California for many different reasons, not the least of which was to see my daughter, who lives out there. But I had many, many adventures. And while I was out there, I want to do a couple of shout-outs. I want to do a shout-out to my dearest, dearest friend, Rebecca Briggs, who just celebrated a birthday. And I also want to do a shout-out to my second bestest friend. We're the Three Musketeers, and her son is getting married this weekend, and we all can't believe it because we all raised our children together. So he is getting married. Now, I will say he's getting married young, just so that I don't have to admit to my own age. So anyway, when I was in California, I was introduced to a group of people who are doing amazing work with electronic voice phenomenon. And in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to invite them, one or all, to be guests on the show because it really merits much more information from them. They are the experts. But I was able to experience truly connecting electronically to the other side. And I am, you know, I have mediumship ability, and so there are things that I somewhat take for granted. I feel very connected to spirit at all times. I have had a lot of communication with my parents who are both on the other side in various ways. I have dreams that are very lucid, and I talk to them and I meet with them. But there is nothing like hearing the voice of a loved one that you know is really from the other side. It is absolutely astounding. And I really have, I'm always open to new experiences. I tend to shy away from spooky experiences because I'm very sensitive and, frankly, I'm scared. I know many of my Facebook friends are wonderful ghost hunters, and they are able to show with proof and electronic voice phenomenon and all kinds of equipment, very sophisticated equipment, the existence of apparitions and hauntings and that sort of thing. But that's not really my interest. My interest is moving above what the EVP experts that I work with, what they would call, you know, kind of this one author, Mark Macy, who's one of the originators with other scientists of some of this technology. Actually, it was originated a long time ago, but he met with a lot of scientists in the 90s and wrote some wonderful books about EVP. And he calls the plane, the dimensional plane, immediately next to us as the dismal plane, where people who have not crossed over reside, where people who don't know that they have passed reside, where people who may be predatory reside, although I believe there's a plane lower than us, which also would, you know, and again, I'm a student in some of these areas, just like all of you are. We learn new things every day. But the interest here was to reach loved ones who reside in the astral plane. That means that they have crossed through the light, they are on the other side doing their work, because my understanding and what I've seen through dreams that my parents have sent me is they are welcomed, they are oriented, and then they go to work on their own lessons, just as we're doing on this side. And there are many descriptions of what the other side looks like, and I think through the communication that we're getting, we're learning a tremendous amount of what it looks like beyond the veil. The importance of it isn't necessarily for us to say, oh, wow, isn't that, you know, fantastic? Isn't that amazing? It's really because I believe firmly, and so do many of these researchers, that God and the universe want us to know that there is no such thing as death, and that the personality and soul that we have moves either ahead, it gets stuck, or it ultimately, our goal is to reunite with the divine essence, which goes even beyond the astral plane into, you know, way beyond into where the highest levels of energy are. So when I talk about the seven lessons, I'm talking about the work that we can do when we're here so that we change our thoughts and understand that our life here isn't some random phenomenon, that we are on a continuum, a process, and a sense of progress from the moment we enter the earth plane, which we call a birth, and then we call leaving the earth plane a death, when in fact it's really a rebirth, only into another dimensional form, a transition. That's all it is. And so I believe that people are able to use some of this electronic equipment to contact the other side with the assistance of people from the other side. Just like we're here, they're there with their little electronic equipment, and we're making connection there. And it is truly a phenomenon in the truest sense of, wow, that's phenomenal. And so I was invited to a very special meeting with a person who is expert in EVP, and her two partners, they're doing a lot of research and are working on a wonderful documentary that I hope will be available for everyone. And we were all very open-minded and I felt it was a high vibrational group. It was a very spiritual group, and I felt that I had been meeting like a soul family. It was truly uplifting. And they went through the first person who had had an EVP reading before, and he had been the most skeptical person ever. But he had they had on tape what it was like for his first EVP meeting. And what he did is he sat with the woman who literally made the connection. It's like using a radio, and then it's connected to a computer program. And what they do is they create a vibration like a radio signal where the voices from the other side are able to communicate from above that frequency. It's an interesting technical process, and the next week or so I'm going to invite my friends to speak about it in a more technical sense. We do have our first caller. I will try to keep in mind where I left off. It is a live call-in show with your questions, comments, 888-815-9756. We have Ken from Columbus, I'm assuming Ohio or Georgia?
No, Georgia.
Columbus, Georgia.
No, Deborah, I'm kidding.
Just checking. What can I do for you? How are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing great.
I got a question. I'm sorry?
I said I'm doing okay. Absolutely great.
Good. I have a question for you. Are you familiar with Gary Renard and any of his books?
No. Share.
Okay.
Share with the audience. Well, spell?
Okay. I'm sorry?
Gary.
Well,
Gary, at spell
Renard.
The last name?
R-E-A-R-D. He wrote two books called Disappearance of the Universe, and I can't remember the other one right now, but basically what he talks about is he was visited by two beings named Artin and Persa, who are, one of them is his future self. And
wow.
You remember? Are you getting this now? Basically, what they describe is how human beings came, or how we came to be in this dimension in the first place. And from the way they made it sound, it may have been my ego just distorting things, but they made it sound as if we came to this dimension out of weakness or something along those lines instead of out of strength. You know, I think we volunteered for this. I don't think that even in our very first incarnation, and I think that what we are supposed to do here is to raise the vibration of not only the earth, but also heaven as well. Is that true? Would you say that's true?
Well, it depends on which heaven you're talking about. If you're talking about the astral plane heaven, absolutely. If you're talking about beyond that with the ethereal beings, God and the angels, I think they're doing fine.
No,
okay?
I understand that.
Okay. Now, to correspond with what you're saying, Mark Macy's material talks about how they connected with seven ethereal beings. And
right.
They were given some transmissions, which I think coordinate very much with what you're saying. And they explained all the different dimensions, and they described us, the Earth, as a project. And
right.
They said that we've gone through many epochs, where we are trying to transcend the lower vibration into the higher vibration. And many people, and I'm sure including yourself, did absolutely volunteer to be here at this very important time. And our goal is to learn lessons ourselves so that we restore ourselves to the vibration level that we were when we came in, because we come in and we forget everything, and we got to start all over and climb our way back to a resonating vibration. And we are here absolutely to give love, support, and vibrational support to other people who are waking up. And with that, by reducing the veil, we're able to heal forward and backward. And you're absolutely right. The spirit, the spiritual connection, because when people transition and they're in various heavens, they're according to their spiritual level.
Right.
And if they still had lessons to learn, it's not as easy for them to learn them in a vibrational state that is not physical. So we can work with them through our connection, and we can work on healing through forgiveness and awareness and our own earthly lessons. And while we're doing that, we are healing them. And while they're working on the other side to understand, oh, I never understood my child, or boy, I really didn't get that, they are healing backwards into our vibration. And there, of course, there is no time.
Right.
So,
right.
So certainly, I'm very interested. Again, it's Gary Renard?
Yes.
Disappearance of the Universe.
Disappearance of the Universe, and I forget the name of his second book. He's coming out with a third soon.
Well, if you recommend it, I'm sure it's wonderful.
Yeah.
And if you would please do the audience a favor and post the book and perhaps both titles on my fan site, only because everybody knows who works with Facebook, you get a limit to how many people, and so I'm trying to shift everyone now to my regular page. I'll be using them both equally, and my website. My website is www.soul-odyssey.com, and my personal page is Deborah Herman Psychic Medium Soul Odyssey. And I know that's a long name, but it'll get you there. And there's a picture of me and Tonk the horse on there. But I want to make community with everyone, and so that we can share things like what you've just shared, Ken.
Okay, sure.
And thank you very much, and don't forget to call Becky.
Okay, I need to call Becky.
Did you hear the beginning of the show? It was her birthday.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't get
I did hear the beginning.
Okay, now, yes, I will call her.
Okay, well, God bless you both.
All right, well, thank you very much. I'm glad I was able to help with the conversation, and anything I can ever do, you know, you can always count on me.
I know I can, and me as well.
Okay.
Okay, with all this love, thank you, Ken from Columbus, with all this love, we are talking about connecting to the other side, and it's a wonderful segue because it's all about love. That's why we are being given opportunity to connect with loved ones or teachers or mentors from the other side, because we need help and we need it now. And we need to be focused on finding our soul purpose, because each of us have one. And it doesn't have to be glamorous and big and all of this, but we need to find the authentic self and the piece of us that directly connects with God and with the universe, because that's our spiritual strength and that's our highest vibration. And there is a Jewish expression where you don't want people, you don't want to go around pouring your wine into everybody's glass. You want your glass of wine to be so filled and so overflowing that people will want to come and drink what splashes over the sides. And that's really what we're doing as people on a spiritual and metaphysical path, is we're trying to self-perfect, to look at ourselves very objectively, and to try to grow our souls so that we can be of service to humanity and to each other and to those on the other side who would really like to go even beyond the astral plane and reunite with the divine essence. And that is pure bliss. So, again, this is a live call-in show, 888-815-9756. And I was starting to tell you about my experience with electronic voice phenomenon. And the woman who was doing the connecting works with, it looks like a radio receiver. And she catches a catches a signal. And then when she knows that it's connected, you can see on the computer the person who's doing the EVP reading, or the sitter who's having the reading, asks a question and then waits, and you can see a little bit of movement on the computer, like just, you know, up and down vibration, and sometimes you don't see much of anything. And then if you see, if the person asks another question, then of course you see a lot of movement, because that's their actual voice. And you do that for a while, and then you shut it down, and then you listen. And the person who is the EVP specialist knows how to go back and forth and find what it's actually saying. And first you say, boy, this just sounds like, you know, robotic, synthesis of something. But after a little while, with her expertise, you can hear as clear as a bell what the person from the other side is saying. And the first sitter, his name was Bob, or is Bob, and he called upon his parents, who are in spirit, and we could hear as clear as day, Bob, And then the father called Bobby because that's what the father called him. And he said some other important messages and things that would only be known by the sitter. And that's how they verify, yes, indeed, you've connected with me. And so toward the end of the time that we were there, I was given the privilege to be the sitter. And we also used water as a conductive energy. And we, there had to be a certain environment. And so I just asked, I said, God, whoever you'd like me to connect with, that will be wonderful. And I said, I love my parents. Well, my parents came through. And they didn't just say, oh, hi, Deb, that kind of thing. It was a very unusual message. When my father was ready to transition, he had a home companion, person who was really part of the family, but who took care of my dad, took care of household things, and her name is Vicky. And after my father passed, my mother had a long-term illness, and Vicky also was her companion and took care of the house and various things. And so now both my parents have passed, and the first message that came through was, we love Vicky. And I know that the reason the message came through is because Vicky happens to be very ill. And it was truly something that only I would know, that would be very significant, and something that I know they really would want conveyed to her, because she's very ill now. And she was, I know they love their children, but she was very significant in their lives. And there were a couple of other small messages, and then I could hear my father's voice as clear as day, and he said, hey, monster. And I suddenly was thrown back into childhood, because my father, and I had to verify it with my brother, we're like 10 months apart, but I remembered, it really brought a vibrational change in me, and I checked with my brother, and he said, yes, he used to call us, hey, monsters, because we were little terrors. Life was different back then, and we were, 10 months apart, and we drove our parents absolutely crazy. But it was a very loving thing, and so I know it was absolutely my parents. And the way it comes through, sometimes it sounds robotic, but sometimes if the connection is a certain way, you really hear the person's voice. And it comes through much more like a human being. So I know that even though this technology has been around for a long time, it's still, of course, somewhat in its infancy. And I can't wait for the documentary. I recommend all of you, look on YouTube. There are YouTube discussions about EVP. And you can find things about Mark Macy, and I think there's something, INIT, online, which is a website that talks about EVP. I don't really recommend people dabble in it unless you know what you're doing, because, as I said earlier, there is something called the dismal plane, and if you aren't someone who knows about this, and I'm not saying experienced, ghost hunters and all of you, because I think you're very brave, and sometimes there are paranormal events that someone who really understands them needs to intervene. But I always recommend, don't go looking for trouble. See if you can find someone who knows how to do this. Perhaps there will be more people in the future who know how to do this. But at least be aware that this exists, and that when our loved ones pass over, that they are not gone. They have been reborn in a different form, and that you can stay connected. You can stay connected also through the dream state. Before you go to sleep, concentrate on your loved one and send love and ask for connection. And you will find that you will get an answer one way or another. But many of us are scared of those things. You know, again, I'm clairvoyant and I'm a conscious medium, but I don't particularly like, I don't think I would particularly like seeing apparitions everywhere. Some people are born with that gift and they're comfortable with it. So, you know, don't invite more than what you actually can handle. But definitely explore some of these new things, certainly take in all of the love and the recognition that there is no such thing as death. And if you can live your life without a fear of death, now that does not mean being fearless and, you know, taking risks and being radical. I mean, you live within the parameters of this world. But if you can understand the purpose for your being here, then you can take a much more direct role in how you guide your life and your decisions. And that's what the seven lessons are all about. And we talk about the seven lessons every week. That's why I hope some of you who may have found other things to do on Thursday night will come back, because the show's only going to get better, and we're really learning a lot of things together. I'm very interested in forming community and like-minded people. I know some of you can only get this on the archives, but you're part of the Soul Odyssey community just as well. And some of you I know live in various time zones that I can't even fathom. But we are all part of the same soul family. If you're awakening now to your soul's purpose, then we are all part of each other. And there's no escaping that. And we all need to be helping each other, not with pettiness, not with jealousies, not with my truth's better than your truth. It's all truth. If you're connecting to your higher soul and to your higher guides and to the God force, the divine essence, always pray for the highest good and pray to connect to that highest part of yourself. And then, as the kids say, it's all good. And you can feel the essence of that truth and of that spiritual connection. You can just feel it. So I know that we might not have too many callers tonight, since we're just getting back on track, but I'd love to hear your comments or questions, or if you want to know about a loved one who's passed over, transitioned, you can call 888-815-9756. The phones are open. And I have pulled some cards for us. As some of you may know, I've created a Soul Odyssey deck. And sometime, I'm hoping in the next 6 months, it will be available to you all. But for now, it's just providing me with a lot of good information to give people if I do a reading, or even for us as a soul group. It's based on the seven lessons of Soul Odyssey. The primary lessons are courage, tolerance, self-protection, self-love, ego, love of humanity, and God love. And all of the lessons relate to aspects of our personality. And they are, they're just based on being human. Because when we come here, no matter how high our vibration or what soul group we come from, we have to start over. And we have to become really, I don't want to say perfect, but I want to say, for being a conduit for God, we want to be pretty balanced. And this is a way for us to stay balanced, or to always ask for balance. So one of the cards I pulled for tonight, for everyone in the audience, is you are a messenger. Now, that seems very simple, and it is very simple. Except if you're someone going through the ego lesson. Because if you're going through the ego lesson, you either have too little ego or you have too much ego. If you have too much ego, you may say, not only am I a messenger, but my message is the only true message, and I am the message. And so we get into these head trips, especially as we come into our awareness of the enormity of the universe, the beauty and radiance of God and the angels and each other. And sometimes we can become very, very God intoxicated. And so, and we may all go through that lesson. The trick is to get through to the other side. So always be aware that there is the all, there is God. And if we focus on the greater good and helping humanity, then we can keep our head on straight and we can be balanced. Otherwise, there are all kinds of lessons that people have to go through if they're struggling with this one. And you can see that some people who were maybe wonderful spiritual teachers at some point trip over their egos. And their usefulness to themselves, their, quote, followers, and to the universe becomes almost, somebody will tell me, it's diminishing returns. It's diminishing returns. And it's really based on that person's path. Unfortunately, a person like that can take a lot of other people off their path. And so the other part of this lesson is to remember that you as an individual have an equal message to share. And so if you're following someone else and making them your guru and you're not leaving the nest and learning on your own how to serve humanity, then you're getting stuck. And that's part of the lesson of you are a messenger. We have Rose from BC. And how are you today?
Thank you very much.
Nice to have you.
Oh, thank you. I understood that you can reach people that have passed over.
Yes.
I lost my best friend, Emma, about 5 years ago, and she was very close. I could feel her, and I'm not feeling her so much anymore around me. But every time I see her picture or whatever, I spontaneously, tears come out of my eyes. And I'm not a crier, but just with her. And it's just really interesting. If you could shed some light, I would certainly appreciate it.
The spirits that I'm feeling more closely around you are a male like father figure, and I'm seeing a younger man, like a cousin or a sibling. Do you have any of those people in spirit?
Yes, my father left, also the love of my life, within 9 months of each other.
Okay.
One was named Richard and the other is Tom.
Who's the younger one?
Tom.
Okay. I felt him almost like a sibling, which would make sense if he was, kind of a twin flame. You
yes.
know, that there was a very perfect balance between the two of you.
Yes.
I'm feeling his energy, and I'm feeling your father's energy, and the love of your life, and his name, Richard?
Tom.
Tom. Okay, I have to. I'm not good with, like, reality stuff.
No, that's...
names. Oh, gosh, they fly out my head. So, Richard, I'm feeling that he is very restless.
Okay? That's my father.
Well, I'm actually... That would maybe be your father on Earth.
Yeah.
Okay? But I'm feeling that Richard, in having passed over, is your love. I feel that he is restless.
Okay.
And that he really needs to move on. Do you ever feel his presence?
No, I don't.
Do you think about him a lot?
Occasionally.
How long has it been?
7 years ago.
Have you replaced that relationship?
No.
Okay. I'm feeling like you need to do a I'm letting go of Richard ritual.
Okay.
Because even if you are not feeling him, if you ever maybe see him in a dream or something like that, not everybody feels energy or sees it. I feel like he is hovering too close to this plane because of connection to you. And he really needs to move on because he's got to learn some things on the other side.
Okay.
I'm feeling that your father is basically just saying hello.
Yes.
I'm feeling like he just made a good transition. Whatever was in his life,
yeah.
He really, whatever happened in his life,
yeah.
I think he really liked what happened after his life. Like he had a lot of relief when he transitioned and passed over. Can you resonate with that?
Yes, I can.
So he's just saying hello. Richard's restless and needs to go. And so you should, of course I see that your name is Rose, but I'm also seeing a lot of roses around you. Did he give you roses?
Tom did. Tom is the one you say that's restless. He was the boyfriend.
Yeah, okay. Tom's the boyfriend who gave you roses.
Yes.
I'm seeing you doing some kind of ritual, even with a rose bush or something, like take rose petals and cast them off into a river. Something, say a blessing, tell him you're fine, and just tell him to go because he's got stuff to do on the other side. Once you do, see, the connection you have with your friend, I believe that she's on the other side, but she pops in, okay? She's like wanting you to move on, okay? You need more fun. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
Okay. And
but
I want to tell you.
She was my playmate.
Pardon?
She was my playmate.
Exactly. And I want to tell you a very special story. I was very shy in making friends, and I still am. I mean, I can make acquaintances, and I love human beings, but to really have someone who's a pal, I just don't easily let people in. And when I first moved to where I live now, I met a woman, and we hit it off, and I was feeling very insecure because I moved to a brand new town, and I was just, very shy. And she kept reassuring me and saying, I really like you. I really want to be your friend. And we would do stuff. Well, she was with me only a short period of time. And once she had gotten her dream home and we had had friends and we bonded, she had a relapse of cancer and passed. And it was very heartbreaking, but she taught me some things about myself and helped me with confidence because friends like that are rare. And it was almost like something she might have needed to do before she was able to pass on was, she touched so many people's lives and she really touched mine. I like yard sales, and I stopped at a yard sale somewhere in, well, you're from B.C., so I'll say Saskatchewan, okay? That's not anywhere close to me. So is that near you?
Not
or
close
is that
to me either.
No, is that close to you? Okay, so
no.
I was gonna use a curse word, but I won't. You have my drift. It was somewhere really out of the way. And I found an old sepia-toned photograph of someone who couldn't possibly have been her, but looks identical to her, and she's snowshoeing, which is something that we had wanted to do together and never had a chance to do.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
That's cool,
and,
yes.
Yes, and I keep that photograph, even though I know it's not really her, I keep that photograph in my office, and I can feel her presence. And I know very certainly that your friend wants you to make friends and have fun. And you deserve that from both a lover and both a friend. You know, that's mm-hmm. a lot of loss. And you have a lot to give to people. And they're all coming through to basically say, you know, have the life that God means for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, that certainly makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I think so. So mm-hmm. thank you, Tom, Richard, and
Emma.
Emma. And Rose, I thank you for calling in this evening, and I hope you'll continue listening and calling anytime you'd like.
Deborah, thank you so much for your help. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Good night.
Good night.
Okay, so, well, that was really cool. You never know who's going to come in, and it's really for a purpose, because our lives are very intertwined with the people who have passed over. Even though people incarnate with different lives, there is an essence of them that they don't lose. And so, you know, I don't know. I learn things on a need-to-know basis. So I can't explain all of it to you, and I would never proclaim to know all of it, but I do know that that type of connection, that's the reason to connect, is because healing is happening all along the way. Sometimes we hold our loved ones close to us because we are unable to let go. And sometimes, even if we think we've let go, they love us so much that they won't go. So it's really important to make those, you know, goodbyes with love and with release, and to tell people to find your inner resources to go directly to God. Because if you're still on the physical plane, then you've got things to do, and you don't even know what they are. Because when you connect to your higher soul, not that you should, you know, just throw caution to the wind and change your whole life and give up on the, you know, the day-to-day things, but you may find that there are aspects of yourself that you suppress or repress. And a lot of times we hook on to other people's issues and lives. You know, many recently I just did a show where we were demonstrating different readings for people, and I was introducing my deck, and for whatever reason, it was the night for people who are with people who have problems with alcohol. And that's very prevalent for people on a soul journey. Addiction is rampant in people like us because our vibrations are growing. We don't know how to handle them. But also we're loving people, and we may be earth angels, and so we think that God's purpose for us is to save that other person. And I firmly believe that the only way we save other people is by loving them but maintaining our own grounding and our authentic selves. It doesn't mean you don't help someone, but if you are helping them avoid their path, then you're not helping them and you're not helping yourself, and you are essentially avoiding your path. And so it's very important for those of you who are in marriages that are based on this dysfunction, not to leave your marriage, but make the tough choices to stand your ground, to find yourselves, and to try to bring out the best in each other. You know, if you need to get family therapy, get family therapy. But, you know, it's not fair in a relationship for either the wife or the husband to always take on the burden of, you know, being the adult. I mean, if one is the adult and then the other person is the adult and it kind of evens out, we're all growing and we all make really silly mistakes and we all, you know, backslide. But it's important to be with people who are at minimum not taking you off your path. You can help whoever you want, and that's really one of the reasons we're here, is to be of service. But you must also be of service to God, to yourself and God, and to make sure that you, on a daily basis, ask for God's will and ask for how you can grow and learn and be a better you, you know. And it's not saying that we only care about the individual. It's saying that we want the individual being to be strong and to be connected and to be bringing the divine spark through and manifest into our world, so that each person, each piece of that divine spark can connect to the other and can change the overall picture for everyone. Because if you heal yourself, and actually that's one of the cards I pulled this evening, was heal yourself. If we heal ourselves, we are healing each other on earth, just as we are in heaven. We are, that sounds like a prayer, and I think it's part of a prayer. We need to heal ourselves and invest time in that. We don't have to feel guilty if we're making sure that our head's on straight. Or if we're making sure, you know, for example, I pulled another card for tonight. This was a very common card for last night. Create. If you are a spiritual being, you have been given on some level, even if you're more of a left brain person and you don't say, you know, you're saying, well, I don't draw, I don't paint, you know, that doesn't matter. You have been given a creative spark that is your connection to God. That is your connection to the universe, to your higher soul. That's the ability to create, and you all have it. And you also have the ability to imagine. And when you imagine things, you can manifest them, you can make them happen. It's when you live in a world of gray and darkness where you think everything is impossible and you look at yourself as a victim, then your imagination is cut off. And your soul connection is cut off. And your life force is cut off. And the very last card that I pulled out for tonight from the deck, the Soul Odyssey deck, is judgment. And that's a very important aspect of the spiritual path, because it's you don't want to get in the habit of judging other people and trying to change other people, because it influences your relationship with them. And it takes you away from yourself and God. It's essentially playing God. And also, a person who judges someone else harshly invariably judges themselves even more harshly. And you're not being judged by God. We don't have a judging, scary God. We have an unconditionally loving God. Who and the universe and the angels and the ethereal beings and everyone, they want us to succeed. They want us to be a success. They want us to know we're loved, to share that energy with other people, and to live in terms of miracles and possibilities and not in terms of victimization and blame and judgment. So this was a pretty powerful spread this evening. For those of you who want to know more, or if you want, you know, some cards pulled for yourself, you can certainly look up my website. It's www.soul-odyssey.com, And eventually these cards will be available for you to use for yourself, and they help you to be your own guru, because really you are your own teacher, you, your guides, and God. And your whole purpose here is to embrace each day and see what it is that you're supposed to learn, and who you're supposed to meet, and who you're supposed to share your energy with, and accept the adventures, because you really don't know what spirit has in store for you from one day to the next. You know, I know that that has nothing to do with, well, today I'm getting up, I'm following a schedule, I'm going to, you know, eat lunch at this time and dinner at that time. That's living in this world. Those things are very important. But it's also leaving that energy in between so that you can be aware of what's around you, what's inside your soul, what God is trying to send you, and to be aware of what's put in your path. Understand that there is divine planning, and when you're open to it, you will see miracles. We have time for one more call if anybody is anxious to participate in tonight's topic, Connecting to the Other Side. It is 888-815-9756. We are back on our regular Thursday night schedule. I really missed being with you live for the last couple of weeks, but I was out having all kinds of adventures, so I could bring that back to you. And I always look at every experience, you know, as my own lessons. And each time I read for one of you, I learn new things about the material and about how the universe really wants us to take charge of our thoughts and to live each day in possibilities and not impossibilities. We can't change people. We can't change them. We can encourage them. We can show by example. We can love them. All we really have as being, you know, that we have under our control is how we think of things and how we react to them. And being reactive to anything, even some of the most painful situations, raising kids, fighting with spouses, the economic climate, which we all need to manifest as being good for everyone, that all people have what they need and want what they have, and send out that loving thought to the universe. But we really only can control our relationship with ourselves, our higher soul, and with God. So each day, I recommend that you wake up with a prayer on your lips and whatever. And this is an interactive prayer. It's asking and receiving at the same time, where you just ask God, you say, I will to will your will. Show me what I can do today to be a part of the scheme of humanity. And make it up the way you like. And, of course, call anytime you feel insecure or you feel like you may be walking into a situation that's a little sketchy. Always call upon your angels, because they're not too busy. They're multidimensional beings. Maybe some of you who are physicists can understand some of this, but I can't wrap my brain around what it means to be multidimensional and the amount of dimensions that we have all around us. All I understand is that it's energy, it's vibration, and that the higher our vibration and the more love we put out and the more kindness and the more we rethink if we get into a bad way, and we look at someone and we want to say something ugly about them, where we stop and maybe back up a little bit and say, you know, they're really okay. I don't know what's going on with them. I'm sure it has nothing to do with me. And even if they think it has to do with you, it doesn't have to do with you. It has to do with them. you are doing the best you can do. And as long as you keep your head straight every day and ask for guidance, you're going to make mistakes, but God already knows that. So don't be harder on yourself than God is on you, and treat yourself with love and kindness, and you will see other people very differently. And you will see that they don't act against you, they act for themselves, because they're just as confused, just as scared, just as, you know, who knows, they may have OCD or whatever, and you don't know that. You're not in, you know, you're not in their shoes. Try to connect with like people by being who you want to be, and then you'll attract people who are your soul family, and that's where you're going to feel home and safe. So I hope that you'll all return to Soul Odyssey Radio every Thursday, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. Remember, if you wish to find me, I'm on Facebook right now. I have a page that I would love for you all to join. It's Deborah Herman Psychic Medium / Soul Odyssey, something like that. You'll find it. And it's a place where I want to form community. You'll be kept up with announcements. Also, my website, www.soul-odyssey.com. Have many, many blessings. You will also find my email on my website. It's Deborah@soul-odyssey.com. Contact me anytime. I love to hear from you. Questions you want read on the air, topics you would like me to cover, the sky's the limit. Many blessings to you all, and I will join you again next week. Good night.